Today, November 22nd, is the feast day of Saint Cecilia, patron saint of music. We'll be eventually putting a window of Saint Cecilia up in the choir loft right behind the organs, and she is the patron saint of music. And she is one of the most popular and celebrated saints of the early Christian martyrs. In fact, her name is found in the first Eucharistic prayer called the Roman Canon, along with other young women who gave their lives for Christ in martyrdom: Saint Agnes, Saint Lucy, Saint Agatha, and of course Saint Cecilia. There was a church named after her in the 6th century in Rome, and we don't know a great deal about her life, but we do have some ancient writings that, according to tradition, tell us that she was of a Christian, noble birth, and that she was engaged to a Roman nobleman named Valerian, whom she helped to convert to Christianity along with her brother Tiburtius. And so the three of them were exposed as Christians. They were arrested. And so Cecilia, along with her husband Valerian and his brother, were executed, most likely during the reign of the Emperor Diocletian. So we're talking about the 3rd century. They say that during her life, she helped to convert over 400 individuals who were baptized in her home by Pope Urban. When she was arrested and brought before the Roman authorities, she was condemned to be suffocated in a hot bath, but she was unharmed. Then she was struck 3 times in the neck with a sword, and she lingered on for 3 days until her death. And we know that after her death, her home was converted into a church and her body buried in the crypt. In the year 821, Pope Paschal I had her body removed from the crypt and placed under the altar in the Basilica of St. Cecilia. So if you go to Rome today, go to the wonderful old neighborhood in Trastevere and see the Basilica of St. Cecilia. And in the year 1599, the tomb was opened, and a sculptor named Moderna was asked to carve a statue of the saint, and that is placed beneath the altar in the church. And St. Cecilia is considered the first incorrupt saint in the history of the church. They say when her tomb was opened, she was still preserved, and the artist could still see how her finger was placed. In her hand was placed in this way. She was holding her fingers with one finger pointed outwards, meaning there is one true God, and the 3 fingers here, 3 persons in one God. So she gave her life, according to tradition, for her belief in the one true God amidst all the pagan Romans who believed, of course, in many gods. If you see statues of St. Cecilia or holy card, she's always seen holding a musical instrument. And that's because, according to tradition, she sang on the day of her scheduled wedding, asking God's help during her difficulties. So she is considered by the church the patron saint of music. And when you read what Vatican II said about music and what some of the saints have said, music is such an important part of the church's life. Vatican II said that music enhances the sacred liturgy. It's an expression of how we can praise and worship and honor Almighty God. So it can be such a great blessing to us as individuals in our own prayer life. And St. Augustine wrote 1,600 years ago that singing is praying twice. When we praise God and worship Him through song, St. Augustine said it's like praying twice. So today we ask St. Cecilia to intercede for us, and we pray, St. Cecilia, Virgin and Martyr, pray for us.